Sugya 21. It begins Chav Chesem and Aleph, and it is four lines from the bottom of the page, line 44. We just said in the last sugya that one of the drashos are real, and one of them are just an esmachta. That means either ezrach means only men. Ha Ezrach includes the women, like it works by Yom Kippur. Or, no, really, Ezrach is... Really, Ezrach is the men and women. Ha Ezrach excludes the women, and that is...
Get your phone?
That... Which is the law by... So, which is the real drasha? And which is it is machtok? So the Gemara now says, "Hi krav, hi hilchasa." Which one is a pasuk, and which one is a halacha lemoshe misina? Which means not a real drasha, but it's just an ismachta. So furthermore, another kasha that some of you raised, and that is lamili hilchasa v'lamili krav. I thought that was for me.
Oh, wow.
Of course it was. Okay, thank you. You just forgot to come to me first, right? Okay. Okay. That's what I thought. I thought you were forgetting that you got me into more. What's the second kasha? What is the second kasha? The second kasha is the fact. The second kasha is the fact. Why do we need any of this? Why do we need a drasha? And why do we need halacha Moshe Sinai? Either way you go, we know the halacha without anything new. Why? Sukkah, mitzvah teshah, grammar. With the whole shaila was why women are exempt from sukkah, but sukkah is a mitzvah teshah zman grammar. Before mitzvah teshah zman grammar, nashim peturos. And all... Mitzvah say Shazman Grama, women are exempt from. So we don't need a drasha. We don't need a smach. We don't need a halacha Moshe Mishinai. The Yom Kippurim, the Rav Yehuda Marav. As far as Yom Kippur is concerned, we know it from Rav Yehuda Marav Nafka. We derive it from Rav Yehuda Marav. Tomar who says, Rav Yehuda Marav, V'chei Tanot Be'er Rabbi Shmuel. And so too we have in the base Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Ish U'isha. In reference to Me'ila, it says Isha Isha, which shows what? Hishva Kasuv Isha Leish. That a woman and a man are exactly the same when it comes to L'chol Onshin Shabbat Torah. We're now at Chavches Amid Bey's line 2. Chavches Amid Bey's line 2. So why do we need, Yosef, why do we need any drasha? We have pre-existing rules that tell us that women are exempt from sukkah and chayiv to fast on Yom Kippur. So Gemara will have two answers, Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, La'olam sukkah hilchasa. Really, sukkah is the halacha Moshe Me'Sinai. So that means really, Ezrach means men and women. Ha Ezrach exclude. I'm sorry, really what? Really, Ezrach is only the men. And Ha Ezrach includes the women, which is the what we hold by Yom Kippur. The fact that the pasuk is used also for Sukkah to exclude women, that is only an esmachta. So then, but still, we still have the second kasha. Why do we need halacha Moshe Mishinai at all if it is a mitzvah asei shazman grama? So on that, the Gemara Abaye says v'itzrech, you still need it. Why? So I would have thought teishu came to duro. The pasuk says you sit in the sukkah just like you sit in the sukkah, and we learn out you sit in the sukkah like you live in your house. And my dira ish v'ishto, just like in the house. It is man and woman together, man and his wife, af sukkah ish v'ishto. So too, sukkah should be both together, and therefore I would have thought that women have a chiyuv through the fact that the husband needs her there in a way. So kamash malon, no, kamash malon, that you don't, we don't need that. Now we don't say that teishu keduro. We don't apply teishu keduro to be mechayev the woman, and she stays petura. Where you have a bayet, you'll have a rava. And now rava said, rava amar, itrich. I agree with you, a bayet, that it is halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. But a different reason why I would have thought that women have a chiyuv, and that is the gzeira shava. All right, what's the gzeira shava? I would have thought. So I mean, I would have thought chamishas that we should derive it from chamishas, which is what just like by Pesach, they're chayiv to eat, even though mitasei rama. So too, they should be chayiv in tzuk and bichag matzah. Ma lahalo, just like over there by matzah. Noshim chayavot, they're obligated afkan noshim chayavot. So to hear by sukkah, they should be kimash malon. No, that they don't have yonatay gemara. They don't have to eat the in the sukkah, even though they have to eat matzah. Now the miracle of the hashda. Now the omras that we said sukkah hechosa. If sukkah is a halacha moshe mizinai kara lamali, so why? What does the pasuk actually teach us? Right. So what does the extra hay tell us? If hay is being marbe something, what is it marbe? The rabba says I gerim. It includes the gerim. So I would have thought ha ezrach be Yisrael. It's only Jews that are born Jews. I'm Rachmana, the lowest, and lowest of Gerim, and not Gerim, Gamash Malon, the extra hay, to tell you that even Gerim. Yom HaKippurim. What about by Yom Kippur? Maybe the Rav Yuma Rav Nafka. Right, that we know from, anyway, again, we'll go back now to the Kasha. Why do we need a pasuk by Yom Kippurim if it is a lav, and they're anyway chayim in all lavim? Our answers, lo, no, nitzchuk, we didn't need it. Ela tosefes, lo, nitzchuk, we don't need it. Ela letosefes, you know, we need the pasuk to include women for the extra fasting of Yom Kippur, which is the extra minute we add to the fast before the fast begins and really after the fast, before it's over. Why would I have thought that women are not part of that? So I would have thought to say what ho will sin to me a rachmana l'tosavzina may onesh b'mazhara, that since there's no punishment if you don't fast extra, you don't add on to the day of Yom Kippur, you do not get punished. There's no kares for it. There's no love. So I would have thought that lo nischayv u'nashim klal. You're not chayv. Women are not chayv at all. Maybe because it's like an asay kamash malon that women are included in it. And they're still chayiv in Tosefes to add on to the day. And that is why you need the pasuk. For the real halacha, the etzem halacha of fasting, that we know because it's a lav. It's the add on. The Tosefes is where you need the pasuk. All right, let's do the. You have a Yiddish sheet for 21?
21, you? Yeah.
I think I have it
right.
So let's just look at the Iyud for 21. Put it on the same recording. Okay. So we have over here the first Iyud was to all about is Zman Grama. So we know that there are, even though women are usually Peturos and Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama, we had several exceptions. First of all, how do we even know that they're exempt from Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama? Where do we even know that from? We know that from where? From a hekish to tefillin. Because we know that tefillin, that they are for sure patur. And there is a, and it says there that there's a hekish there to all the whole Torah. We learn out, just like tefillin, they are paturos from, they are patur from all mitzvah sheis mangrama. But now, of course, there are some exceptions. The two famous ones are Kiddush on Shabbos. Why are they chayev and Kiddush on Shabbos? A hekish.
Oh, hekish isn't as
Zachar v'shamar. The chayiv in shamar, so the chayiv in Zachar. Shamar is keeping Shabbos, so the chayiv Zachar. Right, we say tonight, shamar was a chob b'dibarechad. It was said in one shot, and therefore they apply to both. Matzah, it's a Rashi that we should really do the Rashis also. The Rashi has that, because they're not allowed to
eat.
Also hekish, as the exception. For the lavin, we have a few examples of lavin when they are a potter in the lav, and that is not cutting up, they're allowed to cut up their payas, allowed to use a razor to shave any facial hair, and a bas kohen is allowed to become a tamid. Those are also learned out of other drashos. The chiddush we had over here is, does teishu kein tzuro ever apply, or can it apply even to women in some way, to exempt the women? So we don't need it to exempt the mechad women, that we don't have. But we had a whole shaila about sleeping in the sukkah, and what did the Rama say? The whole reason why that men rely on the heter not to sleep in the sukkah is because Teishu came to Duro, which means what? Who can't be in the sukkah? Women, because not private. So because of that, we learned out that was one of the defenses why men are not obligated to sleep in the sukkah, was exactly because of that Teishu came to Duro halacha. All right, that is that, and the last thing was about the fact that the Hekish versus which is stronger. Not all Joshua's are created equal, right? And why is that? What's stronger, Zer Shav or Hekish? What does the Baya hold? Abaya's going to hold. Abaya's going to hold which one? Let's see how, let's work it out. Abaya's going to hold if he says what he says, that the whole Teshuva ain't Teduro, which is stronger according to. About the Rava uses Zereshava to show why I would have thought that the Hekish is no good. So that would mean that Rava held that Zereshava is stronger to knock out the Hekish that usually makes them potter. Abaye didn't hold of that. He held that he had both for a Hekish in both ways. And that, in the interpretation of Duro, he felt that Drasha would be stronger to knock out the Hekish of where they are exempt. There are Rashis here that we didn't get to read right now on Sugya. If you want to go over the Rashis on your sheet, we'll do the Bluga now to leave time for the last Sugya. But for sure, go over those Rashis from the sheet to know how to read them, because there will be quotes from these Rashis as well.